Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Subversive Mission, Serving as Outsiders in a World of Need, by Craig Greenfield, narrated by Sean Grindell. Author's note: this is a work of creative non-fiction. Though it is a true story, I have relied on my own memory, unpublished writings, and past blog posts of events and conversations. Many of those conversations are translated from their original language into English. I have also compressed and reordered the timeline where necessary, and simplified the narrative arc in a way that I hope will make sense to the reader. Introduction. It takes a spider to repair its own web. Ancient Khmer proverb. My phone lights up and pings with a message. I flick my thumb across the screen and an invitation appears. The backlighting on my phone illuminates my face as I read the invitation of a lifetime. Brother Craig, it begins, as so many messages from my friends in India do. Relationships are everything in this part of the world. Would you come and speak at our upcoming Christian event in Delhi? You would be our keynote speaker. There will be 20,000 young leaders in attendance. We want you to challenge them to reach out and walk alongside children in their communities. You can really get your alongsiders message out, brother. 20,000 young leaders? My eyebrows lift, and a whistle of amazement escapes my lips. For some, public speaking is their worst nightmare. Speaking to 20,000 young leaders would be daunting for most people. And frankly, it's daunting for me too. But I have been sharing about God's heart for the poor at conferences, festivals, and churches for years, and an opportunity to spread the vision like this is an amazing dream for me, a chance to use my God-given talents to grow the Alongsiders ministry and reach thousands of children. I start thinking through logistics and imagining the potential impact, and, if I'm honest, I begin to imagine myself on that stage, the audience in rapt attention. Some good photos of the crowds for my social media feed wouldn't hurt at all. I'm only human. I press my forefinger on the message until it turns a darker shade, then hit the forward button. Before responding, I know that I need to submit the invitation to my mentor and South Indian friend, Paulus. My connection with India goes back to my paternal grandparents, who were missionaries in South India for 25 years. My father spent his early years in Bangalore. My parents were also missionaries, so I guess you might say that being an outsider working for change in the world runs in my blood. Paulus has been helping me navigate these types of situations in India for years, and as an outsider, I'm careful to listen to his insider advice. But as I wait for Paulus's response, my heart begins to sink a little as I anticipate what he will say. I know Paulus well. His message eventually pops up on my phone. Brother, call me when you can. Relationships are everything in India. I press video dial with trepidation, and within seconds, I am greeted by Paulus's smiling face and rich baritone voice. A Tamil by ethnicity, he has a very dark complexion, and he is wearing his thick, trademark black glasses. They frame the kindest eyes, which shine with spiritual wisdom and friendship. I want to make sure he understands what this invitation means to me. So I almost start to say, this is the invitation of a lifetime, Paulus. But I hold my tongue and wait for my mentor to speak. Ah, yes, he smiles. I don't think this is a good opportunity for us, This will put a big spotlight on you as a foreigner. If we want this discipleship movement to take off here as a local Indian movement, it would be better for it not to be presented by you. That will send the wrong impression, Craig. His words are understated, but crystal clear. They immediately remind me of the ancient Khmer proverb. It takes a spider to repair its own web. My chest sinks, and I feel my lips curve into a slight frown. I know Paulus is right, but frankly I'm gutted. After I hang up, I sit for a while, letting the disappointment sink in. Now at this point in the story, you may be thinking, needs are needs. Who cares who meets them? Get out there and make a difference. Seize every opportunity to use your God-given gifts to preach the gospel. But what if the greater invitation for many of us in this new era...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?